Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The benefit of reciting 1,000 durood on Friday. Hazrat Abu Abdul Rahman al-Mukri rahimahullah relates that Khalad bin Kathir rahimahullah was in the throes of death. Under his pillow, a piece of paper was found wherein it was written that this is a certificate of freedom from the fire of Jahannam for Khalad bin Kathir. The people then inquired from his wife as to the reason for him receiving this good fortune. She replied that it was his practice to recite the following durood 1,000 times. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabi al-Ummi. O Allah, shower Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the unlettered Nabi. In another incident, it is mentioned regarding the author of Dalailul Khairat that he once set out during the journey, he required water to perform wudu. Subsequently, but due to not having a bucket and rope, he could not draw out the water from the well. Out of concern for his salah, he became extremely worried. Whilst in this state, a young girl who was not as yet baligh saw him and came to him. She asked him what the matter was and he explained to her the problem. She immediately spat into the well, whereupon the water rose to the top of the well by itself. Witnessing this miracle performed by the young girl, he was overcome by surprise and thus asked the girl, "How did you perform this miracle?" The girl replied, "This was through the blessings of the durood which I have recited upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam." It was this miracle that prompted and motivated him to write the kitab, Dalailul Khairat. Allama Zardaq rahimahullah reports that upon the demise of the author of Dalailul Khairat, a fragrant smell of musk and amber used to spread forth from his qabr. This was due to the blessings of the durood. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.